Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a conversation with the author who gives us goosebumps. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Each Friday of October, we explore the spooky side of Ohio to get in the Halloween spirit. In our final celebration of the holiday, we're talking with the best-selling children's author and Ohio native, R.L. Stine. He created the Goosebumps series that has scared kids for decades. Since its start in the 90s, the horror fiction series spawned TV shows, movies, even graphic novels. And Stine is here to talk about his success in writing the stuff of nightmares. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, sure, Kendall. I get to scare a lot of generations, don't I?
It's such a lucky thing to be able to say you do.
It is lucky, believe me.
So you started writing when you were just 9 years old, living in Bexley, Ohio, a suburb of Columbus. What were you afraid of as a kid?
I'm being serious. I was a very fearful child and very shy. And I think that's why I like to stay in my room writing. I felt safer there. I had all these weird fears. I used to ride my bike around the neighborhood after dinner. And then I'd come up the driveway in the dark, and I was always sure something was lurking in the garage waiting for me. And I would take my bike and I would heave it into the garage and run into the house. This was a terrible way to grow up. But when I started writing these scary books, I could remember that feeling of panic. I could remember what that was like, and I could bring that to my books.
And so Goosebumps has been going on now for more than 30 years, more than 200 books. And you actually inspired one of my own weird fears as a kid. I was personally really afraid of Slappy the Dummy, but he's become sort of a mascot for Goosebumps.
People forget that Slappy's evil. Thousands of kids go out as Slappy at Halloween time, which is really very gratifying to me. It's kind of a thrill. I have to tell you, Kendall, Slappy is my favorite character and my least favorite character. He's my favorite just because he's so popular and everyone likes him so much. He's my least favorite because I've had to write 15 books about him, 15 books about a dummy coming to life. And it's very hard to come up with plots.
So how did Slappy become the center of so many of your stories then?
I think, you know, when the Goosebumps movie came out with Jack Black playing me, he was a big star. People loved him in the movie. And I think that helped his popularity a lot.
But obviously Goosebumps is not just, you know, Slappy the Dummy. You can also find bits of Ohio in your horror, too. The Beast at King's Island near Cincinnati is the setting of one of your books. Where else can we find Ohio influences in your fiction?
Just about every Goosebumps book, because just about every book takes place in a suburb like Bexley. Goosebumps always starts out in the kitchen or in the backyard. And when I write those books, I think back to my childhood in Bexley, and I picture what that suburb looked like.
You're still writing, and kids are still scaring themselves reading. And we actually have a question from our resident R.L. Stine mega fan, Wesley Bamer. He's the 9-year-old son of one of our staff members, and he loves your books. Here he is.
What's your next book going to be about?
I just finished a Goosebumps book called Night of the Living Mummy, and partly it takes place in ancient Egypt with a boy king who gets murdered in his castle, and he has to come into the future to find his murderer. I just finished it this week.
Thank you again so much for joining us. That's R.L. Stine. He's the best-selling author of Goosebumps.
This is really fun. Stay scary.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.